السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the kalam of our beloved Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. The enjoyment of both the worlds, such a person never gets who doesn't have the pain of Allah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. O Allah, if you want us and if you pull us towards you, then this is your karam. Warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Otherwise, we have nothing in us that you, O Allah, would have pulled us towards you. Sohbate ahle dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. That person who has never got the company of Ahlullah, his pain and his gham is not worth calling a gham, and his heart is not even a heart. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. That place, whichever place I go and travel, if I am not getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that place, even being a destination, will not be called my destination. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. Anyone who attaches his heart to anyone besides Allah, then he is تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. He has not really got the ulfat and muhabbat of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دوہل بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں. حضرت والا is mentioned in the مقطع. An announcement made by Akhtar, Bahre Ulfat ka koi kanara nahi, that there is no shore for the ocean of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اے خدا دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا. ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو. اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو. ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل، بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں، بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، اے خدا 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 اے خدا.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدن المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلا آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا، اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, tonight we will be having a janaza salat here in this masjid at 8:30. So we will be having a short zikr program. And also we had another janaza a little earlier on. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give jannatul firdaus to those who have passed away. Give them the best of abode in Jannat. May Allah Ta'ala give sabr jameel and ajr azim to their kith and kin. But they leave behind for us a lesson that just as their janaza has proceeded to the qabristan today, one day our souls will be extracted from our bodies too. No matter what properties we own, no matter what degrees and qualifications we have, no matter how much of praises were showered upon us or how much of condemnation and rejection, but every person has to leave this world. Everyone has to proceed to the graveyard. And if not the graveyard, then really the grave is the alam-e-barzakh. That means once the person passes away, from that time until the day of Qiyamah, when you will be resurrected, that alam-e barzakh, that is his grave. So even if a person burned to ashes or he drowned in the ocean and some shark ate him up, we must not think where was he buried in the grave. That's his grave. So the soul will leave the body. The questions will be posed to the soul. And that is that preparation that we have to make in this world. We know that examinations are held in every university, college and school. A period of time is given for the preparation of those examinations. Lessons are imparted and after that examinations are conducted. If the person passes the examination, then is given rewards, awards. In the same way, this worldly life of ours is that preparation time. The Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is what we have been given to follow, to obey, and then we will be questioned how much you obeyed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many people who left this world smiling and happy because they lived their lives in this world pleasing Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they departed from this world, they were smiling, they were happy. because they were going to meet their Mawla, they were going to meet their Allah. And as you heard many times from this servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the only place that a person will be able to see Allah ta'ala with his naked eyes is Jannat. Where else can you see? Therefore, maut is a tuhfa of the mu'min. Maut is a gift. Death is a gift to the mu'min. Because how else is he going to see that Allah for whom he was making the salat, for whom he was fasting, for whom he was giving zakat, for whom he was giving his life in jihad, for whom he was making so much of sacrifices, for whom he was taking all the pain upon his heart, restraining himself from haram, all the temptations and everything that was coming in his heart, all the evil temptations. So he was restraining himself for whose sake? For Allah Ta'ala's sake. So doesn't he desire to see that Allah? And we always heard the love of Allah Ta'ala, the ocean of love of Allah Ta'ala, the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Now don't we want to see Allah Ta'ala with our own eyes? Where else will we see Allah Ta'ala except in Jannat? Unke rukh se naqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se naqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. That veil which was covering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that hijab over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance, it will be removed in Jannat. The Jannatis will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as they see the full moon. That is the time that the people will have then to smile. That pain that they took in this world on their hearts of restraining themselves from haram, now is the time for enjoyment. And those who are saying, no, enjoy yourself in this world, so now will be the time for pain and suffering and hardships and great disaster in the fire of Jahannam. So there are many people who live their lives according to the Quran and the Sunnah. So when they departed from this world, they were very happy. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, when he was passing away, his wife started crying. So he asked her, why are you crying? She said, because you are passing away. She said, nothing to cry. It's a happy occasion. Because tomorrow I will be meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala, when his time was up for departure from this world, then he said, oh Allah, you know I dearly loved life. He said, I dearly loved long life. So now immediately the thought will come into our minds that he dearly loved long life because he wanted to enjoy the good things of this world. And he was afraid to leave this world and go into the hereafter. So he cleared it out. He said, oh Allah, Ta'ala, I enjoyed long life. I wanted long life. I wished and willed that I had long life. But not so that I may dig canals and plant gardens, because those were the things that were very pleasing to the Arabs of those times. He said, not for that, but so that I may fast in the summer days and I may enjoy in the hot afternoons the thirst of fasting. Ha, look at their desires. And so that I may associate with those who remember you, and so that I may make zikr in their company. So that I may associate with those who remember you, and I too may make zikr in their company. He said, this is my desire for long life. That's why I want long life. So there are many incidents like that. So we should make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that when the time of our departure comes from this world, then we don't leave this world in a state that Allah ta'ala is displeased with us. And since death is something that does not first inform us, the angel of death does not give a phone call, he does not send an SMS or email or fax that, oh my dear friend, stay ready, make tawbah from all your sins because I will be visiting you tomorrow. We have to stay ever ready. And as I mentioned one time, that they call the batteries ever ready, but some of those batteries are not ever ready, because when you put it on, they're dead. But we have to stay ever ready, in the true sense of the word, ever ready, that if death comes, we are ready. Now many of us can say, Ya Alhamdulillah, we are ready. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. But as I said, tonight we will not be having any bayan. Let us get to our zikr. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawai. Oh Allah, so much of my time I have wasted my life. If we have to really look at the amount of time that we have just wasted, futile activities, not helpful and useful for this world or the qabr or the hereafter. If the person engaged himself in some activity that was useful for this world also, we will say it's understandable. But absolutely useless, futile activities, hours and hours and hours watching cricket, soccer, football on the television sets and so many other filthy programs, and whiling away our time. So he says, oh Allah, I wasted my good valuable time. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawai. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی اللہ In your creation, I am the worst of all sinners. I am the worst of all persons. We should consider ourselves the worst. We don't know when the other person is making tawbah and istighfar from his sins, or when that person gets hidayat and he becomes the beloved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. we should look at our hearts, we should look at our sins, we should look at our weakness, we should look at our shortcomings. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was a great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But he says that mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kon si maine ki na burai. So what should we be thinking of ourselves? He says, O Allah, there is nobody more evil than myself. Which sin is there that I have not committed? Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aat peher ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ Oh my beloved Allah, save me from the attacks of my nafs. Nafs and shaitan, they are my two enemies. They are declared enemies, avowed enemies. As I explained once, that the governments of the world cannot define terrorists. Who is a freedom fighter and who is a terrorist? The definition is a very difficult one. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has defined for us and declared for us who the terrorists are. They are your nafs and shaitan, declared enemies. Therefore he says, Sun mere nale, sun mere nale. Oh my beloved Allah, listen to my pleas. Listen to my sighs, listen to my crying, listen to my begging. Make me yours. Make me yours. For if Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then everything will work in our favor. Then the heavens and the earth will work in our favor. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Some people are complaining, my wife is not mine. Wives are complaining, my husband is not mine. Parents are complaining, children are not ours. Children are complaining, parents are not ours. Governments are complaining, citizens are not behaving. And citizens are complaining, government is not ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. O Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. And if you are ours, then everything will be ours. Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह पंजा गम से मुझको छुड़ा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह अपना बना ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम व सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह कर दे फना सब मेरे इरादे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम व सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 दीदे दिल में तुझको बसा लूं सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में तेरा ही जलवा पेश नजर हो जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में दीदे दिल में तुझको बसा लूं सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में तेरा ही जलवा पेश नजर हो जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमालूं قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھلانا خود بھی اگر میں. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. او اللہ مائی ہارٹ وچ از فلڈ ود گریڈ ود ایول پیشنز اینڈ ڈیزائرز with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with malice and all the other filth, Allah, change the condition of my heart. ND14392, please remove your car. ND14392. So each one of us should be making dua that, oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. You have given man the intelligence, as I have said many times, to transplant hearts, physical hearts. So, Ya Allah, what is difficult for you to transplant a healthy spiritual heart? Give me the heart of the awliya-i siddiqeen. I don't have the strength, we don't have the same capabilities and abilities like them. We don't have that kind of devotion and sincerity and dedication. So, Ya Allah, transplant a heart. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina muhammadin wa barik wa sallim اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ Oh my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Oh my most tolerant Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my most forgiving Allah. Oh my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are acknowledging you, oh my beloved Allah. Indeed, we have been committing sins day and night. Ya Allah, we have been violating your ahkam day and night. Ya Allah, we have been using your very given bounties for your disobedience. Ya Allah, the great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The great bounty of speech for your disobedience. The great bounty of hearing for your disobedience. The great bounty of wealth for your disobedience. O Allah, our hands and feet for your disobedience. O my beloved Allah, what really belonged to us? Nothing belonged to us. Ya Allah, it was your given gifts and bounties. And each and every gift of yours and bounty of yours, we used for your very disobedience. Mere pyare Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai, hum kitne khabees aur shaitan hai. Ya Allah, using your bounties for your disobedience. But oh Allah, we are ashamed. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum napak hai, hum mujrim hai. Lekin mere pyare Allah, tujhe hum chhod ke jaye kaha. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever we may be, no matter how sinful we may be, but where do we go, oh my Allah? Who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can forgive sins. You are the only one who can change the conditions of my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, oh my beloved Allah, every major and minor sin of ours, forgive them. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. If there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, Ya Allah, you are watching the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, how can you not be aware of what we are doing? Ya Allah, you could have paralyzed us the moment we committed sins. You could have snatched away every bounty and every gift of yours the moment we committed sins. You could have destroyed us and brought calamities and disaster upon us. But oh Allah, how tolerant you are. How forgiving you are. How merciful you are. How beloved you are. Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, the sins that we committed in the darkness of nights also forgive them. Ya Allah, you who have blessed man with sight. Ya Allah, billions and billions of people have come with sight. You have blessed them with sight. We considered everybody else of sight and you the only one to be blind to our actions. Mere Allah, ab to hame maaf kar de. Allah, forgive each and every one of us. This is a major crime of ours, oh my beloved Allah, that we are using your bounties for your disobedience. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qazas of our namazas that we have missed, qazas of our fasts, oh my beloved Allah. To give us the tawfiq to give the zakat which has not been paid. Give us the tawfiq to make hajj if it has become farz. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness from those people whom we have harmed or injured without justification. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. Ha, my beloved Allah. One day death is going to come over us. Ya Allah, before the time of death comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, a day is going to come when the water of mayyat is going to be poured over our dead bodies. Ya Allah, we will be moved backwards and forwards.
Our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors. Ya Allah, our rings will be removed. Our watches will be removed. Even our false teeth will be removed. We will leave empty-handed from this world. Ya Allah, before the time of death comes, Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured over our dead bodies, Ya Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Ya Allah, before the kafan is put over our dead bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Let us put the daman of sabr and zuhud and qanaat above our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, problems and hardships. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Oh, my beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, our interests in life have changed. Oh, my beloved Allah, day and night sinning, our hearts have become pitch black. Oh, my beloved Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, the filth of the world goes into the waters of the ocean. But oh Allah, the waters of the ocean, one wave still makes it park and clean. Ya Allah, what about the wave of your rahmat? Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, then to your mercy and forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage and strength of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to see us being dragged into the fire of Jahannam. Ha, mere Allah, nafs and shaitan, who are our declared enemies, we have made them our friends. Oh, my beloved Allah, they have put a leash around our necks and hearts and they drag us along wherever they wish. Ha, mere beloved Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Oh, my beloved Allah, there is no one for us in this world besides you. Ya Allah, if you become ours, then everything will work in our favor. Then our businesses will give us barakat. Then our homes will give us comfort. Then our children will give us joy and happiness. Oh, my beloved Allah, then everything will work in our favor. But if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Oh, my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zabi meri. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Oh, my beloved Allah, if somebody has to ask me, what am I asking? Ya Allah, I'm asking you from you. Ya Allah, that you become mine and I become yours. Ha, my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, oh, my beloved Allah, we know we don't have those actions and deeds of the awliya-e siddiqeen. But oh Allah, draw us towards you with your power of jazb. Allah, teri quwwat-e jazb se hume apna bana le. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the financial difficulties. Ya Allah, protect us and save us from going towards haram. Oh, my beloved Allah, when our homes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our furniture is on interest, when our clothes are bought on interest, when our groceries are on interest, oh, my beloved Allah, then how can we expect rahmat and barakat in our homes? Oh, my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going towards haram. Ya Allah, save us from going to the casinos. Save us from going to the discos and cinemas and theaters. Oh, my beloved Allah, throughout the world, the Muslim ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, we know that it is because of our actions and deeds. But oh Allah, don't look at our actions. Look at the blood of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that flowed for the sake of this ummah. Ya Allah, in Taif he was stoned so much that his shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, Your beloved Nabi being stoned and his shoes are getting filled with his blood. Ya Allah, we have not shown any appreciation for his sacrifices. Ya Allah, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. 3 solid years, oh my beloved Allah, until the time comes when they have to chew the leaves of trees for survival. Ah, by Allah, he stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes in sajda, intestines of animals are put on his back. Ya Allah, how much of qurbani and sacrifices he made. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you were stoned, that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummah for whom you tied stones on your belly, that ummah in discos, in cinemas, in theaters, in gambling dens, on the porn sites of the internet, that ummah, salah missing from their lives, that ummah in adultery, in fornication, in fraud, the names of the ummatis appearing in newspapers, the women of the ummat, haya, shame and modesty gone, their pictures appear in the newspapers in this function and that function. Ya Allah, when Hazrat Fatima and Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and the daughters and wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they are going to see them on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, how much of embarrassment and shame it will cause to them. Ya Allah, give hidayat and tawfiq to our men and women. Ya Allah, give us haya, shame and modesty. Ya Allah, remove from our lives sin and evil. Oh my Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you. And in the process, we have got nothing in our lives except misery, restlessness, anxieties and worries. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, let us not follow the Yahud and the Nasara and the enemies of Islam step by step. Whatever haram they indulge in, Ya Allah, we indulge in. Ha, very Allah, save us and protect us and guard us. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives and homes all the filth that has entered our lives and homes. It has brought us no happiness, no contentment, no satisfaction. Ya Allah, it has brought restlessness, quarrels, arguments. Oh, my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, all over the world the ummah is suffering. But especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and hardships and problems. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Bless them with Islam and Iman. But if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will never accept till their dying day, and they will continue the persecution and torture, oh my beloved Allah, they will continue bombing, they will continue using their gunships and missiles over innocent women and children, then oh my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, send the gale force winds against them, cause the earth to quake and swallow each and every one of them. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink, create division and disunity amongst their ranks, and unite the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give them the highest abode in Jannat. Give sabre jameel and ajre azim to their family members, kith and kin. And oh Allah, when our time of departure comes from this world, Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Ya Allah, death can strike anywhere, anytime. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in a prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us with bottle of wine or drugs in our mouths. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, on the day of Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Ya Allah, it is not a tall order for you. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you. So that our burial may be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of Barakat, a death of Rahmat, a death in a state that you are pleased with us, not in a state that you are displeased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul-e Pak, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with his 124,000 companions, how much of duas he made for us, how much he cried for us, how much he teared for us. Ya Allah, my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on that occasion, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha, and the duas that he made in the Hatim, and the duas that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat, and the duas that he made at the Multazam, and the duas that he made behind Maqam-e Ibrahim, and after drinking Zamzam, and on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children and the entire ummah with all that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked, bless us with. And whatever good desires are in the hearts of everyone who is here, Ya Allah, fulfill those good desires. Ya Allah, jo bhi jiski pareshani ho, usko dur kar de. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Give the workers of deen ikhlas. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.